So this is a wonderful experience, this sense of freedom. So thoughts, words and actions, taking responsibility for them. So the second principle of Huna, the third principle of the nine principles of living in natural magic, is mana. All power comes from within. Actually, it's makia. Makia. Energy flows where attention goes. Well, to be perfectly honest, the order of these principles is something to be considered. And I wouldn't necessarily suggest that we have them yet in the optimum order. But they're all there. And it's up to you to be sensitive towards which order you might want to run through them in. But we go through them. I inherited them in this order. And makia is the next principle that we really get to grips with, and it's all about focusing. Energy flows where attention goes. So what do I want to focus on? Be focused, Markia tells me. Well, I want to focus on soul consciousness, the point of light within me that exists as a tiny, 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 infinitesimally small point of light with eternity merged within it. That's where my focus needs to be. Why does it need to be there? It needs to be there because my mind is fractured. My psyche is fractured. My identity is fractured. I'm psychologically damaged. If I've been born into the modern world with all its violence and toxicity, come through the educational system, watched enough TV, seen enough of the world to know that I would prefer, I'm consciously choosing another reality, then I've definitely been damaged by it in some way. So sensitive am I to its energetic convulsions and explosions and eruptions and undulations and shocking news and states. So healing that, rounding that out again, changing the frequency and the wavelengths of the vibrations that I've been impacted with consciously, is what this program is all about. Focusing on the point within us that exists indeed within every single cell, because the cells reflect this singularity. The cells reflect this singularity in 100 trillion numbers of biodiversity, universes within our own biology, within our own ecology, within our own cosmology, our biocosmology. And as this single light, this soul consciousness, is reflected through the cellular structure, as we come to relationship with this point of light in love, in the deepest depths of love, with sensitivity, with beauty, being naked in this inner sanctum, in love with our own being. And as we explore that and express that in deep relaxation, going deeper and deeper into delta wave, deeper and deeper into the deepest levels of relaxation, consciously awake and aware, as we do that, then our relationship with the point begins to glow and come into a state of being that is extremely conducive to activating all of the DNA that's classified as junk. And that literally requires the shifting of numbers and chemicals, the order and pattern of sequences that alkaline base chemicals are in your cellular structure. And every chemical is affected by the way you feel. Every chemical in your body is affected by your attitude. Every thought you have is an electrochemical event. So every thought you have is affecting these combinations and these sequences, and they're always shifting. And so, being focused on this focal point, deep down inside us, with a sense of certainty, with a sense of knowingness, with a surety of faith, with an unshakable intuitive conviction, with something called in Sanskrit nischay. Nischay, your single-pointed devotion to the eternal and infinite power within you that gives you the resources to deal absolutely with every challenge that comes your way. The more certain and focused you can be in this, intensely focused, unwavering attention to relationship with this point, in love, in compassion, through forgiveness, in the deepest levels of peace, then you absolutely and totally unleash that which exists within you as who you are. And that, my friend, is absolutely the reason why you're listening to this audio file, why you are driven to achieve in the world, why you are driven to read books, to research, to study, why you are driven to carry on, no matter what, what you are seeking for. The answer to all your questions lays within you as who you are. And the experience of that is what your whole life purpose, carnal and eternal, is all about. And you will never, ever, ever tire of experiencing this. So this is very, 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 very good news that you're listening to now.